Hello, everyone. I'm Billy Rios. I'm the Director of Threat Intelligence at Qualys. I'm doing a podcast for HelpNet Security with a focus on embedded. And embedded actually means a lot of different things. It's everywhere. It's everywhere that we go. The devices are actually pretty amazing. You know, when you walk into a building and you swipe your badge, you know, the thing that actually unlocks the door for you is likely an embedded device. You know, if you go to a hospital and there's a patient monitor there that's monitoring your vital signs, that's an embedded device. When you walk into an office building and it's nice and cool there, you know, that temperature is likely controlled by an embedded device. So pretty amazing devices. They make our lives very much more convenient. But from a security standpoint, they're actually really intimidating. You know, the first time you have an embedded device sitting in front of you and you're asked to take a look at it from a security standpoint, it can be a little intimidating, especially if it's something like, you know, an infusion pump, or if it's a piece of equipment that runs critical infrastructure like oil and gas or power or water. It's pretty intimidating. But, you know, what we're trying to do actually is help people understand these embedded systems and help them understand that, you know, they're actually very much like traditional systems. In fact, you know, the underlying pieces of these embedded systems, they're really just computers. So they might use, you know, some software that's a little bit different. They might have things that are a little different. There might be more constraints. But at the end of the day, it's just really a processor that's executing instructions, much like the computer that's sitting on your desk or the laptop that you're carrying around with you. There's a lot of similarities there. And the way that we're helping people kind of understand that it's much like a traditional system is we're trying to just raise awareness as to what we've seen when we've looked at various embedded devices, show some of the experiences that we've gone through, show some of the techniques and the methodologies that we've used to basically extract things like firmware or the logic that's on the device, and get it from an unknown state where you don't really know very much about the device to a state that's more known and familiar. We're also helping people build out their embedded kits. That's something that we're going to be talking about, you know, later today, is what does that initial kit look like? You know, do you need screwdrivers? What types of screwdrivers? Do you need software? What types of software? Do you need specialized pieces of equipment? What does that look like? How much does it cost? Do you really need it up front? Things like that. And the whole point is just to get people more comfortable with building out, you know, these kits and building out a methodology so they can do embedded assessments themselves. You know, there's only so much we can do. So we're asking everyone, especially the HelpNet users or listeners, you know, go out and find the firmware for embedded devices. Go out and buy a cheap device off of eBay. You know, get your old router, tear it apart, pull all the chips out. If you break it, it's okay. You know, even if you can just find documentation, just read through as much documentation about embedded stuff as you can. And you'll learn a lot and you'll realize that they're very similar to systems that you looked at in the past. And the reason that this is so important is because these devices really are everywhere, and they're not going away. In fact, they're just becoming more prevalent. So every Fortune 1000 organization has embedded devices that support very critical processes of their business. And for the longest time, these systems have gone overlooked. They haven't been looked at by security professionals. They haven't been looked at by very many people other than the control systems engineers that kind of run these things. So, and we need people to look at these. And, you know, two people at Qualys can't look at every single embedded device in the world. And so we need other people to kind of start looking at these things and help us understand the exposures that are there. So what was once a hobby for, you know, a small handful of people, we're trying to get that to go mainstream. You know, every Fortune 1000 company, they should have some embedded expert on their security team that understands how these systems work and understands how these systems are a vital part of that business. Because I'm telling you right now, there are embedded systems that are a vital part of your business. And once they understand that, they can start building out the methodology for your organization to help them understand and get a better, you know, get their arms around this embedded security problem that everyone is going to be dealing with in the near future, whether that be through embedded like malware or whether that be attacks that originate through embedded devices. We will be seeing these in the near future. So it's better to get a head start on it now as opposed to waiting later. You know, and so, and you know, for folks like us who are in the vulnerability management space, we're trying to bring this expertise into a way where we can look at embedded devices in a way that scales. And so it's a very, very hard problem. And, you know, if you're interested in working on a problem like that, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you have an idea or ideas as to how we can do that in a way that scales, we'd love to hear from you as well. I mean, we have some ideas internally, but, you know, we're always looking for really good ideas and things like that. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast here. Go out and buy some embedded devices and tear them apart. And you know, if you have any questions or anything like that, just reach out to the HelpNet folks and they can relay the message to me. So thanks for listening. Appreciate it.